Hello and welcome to Bible Brothers, the podcast where we read the Bible from front to back. My name is Robert Padnick. With me, as always, is Dan Klein. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Robert. Thanks for having me on the chunk.
You're welcome. My voice is a little more nasally than usual because I'm recovering from a cold.
Oh.
And I listened to the podcast recently. My voice is really nasally. I mean, you couldn't imagine how deep it is in my body. In my head, yeah.
How cool your voice sounds, you mean? Like deep.
How deep.
You're just like a man, but then you listen to it and it's...
The nasal.
Me too.
And it leads with the nasal.
Yeah.
And if you could get past that, there's a little depth there.
I have sinus problems at all times.
Really?
Yeah, like I think as a child I was going to get my adenoids removed.
Oh.
But I think we just didn't do it because it was expensive and risky.
What are they?
They're like little bubbles in the back of inside your skull or something.
That's insane.
I know. There's too much little stuff going on back there.
Do you know that your ears have crystals? Actual crystals?
Actual?
Yeah. Like, and, like you could reap them.
Yeah. How much money is in each ear?
I don't know.
While we're on strike.
They're probably very valuable.
They have to be. Ear crystals?
Crystals.
What do? They just look beautiful? It's for when the doctor looks into your ear.
What it is? But, I feel like... If like sound were like light, it like comes in and hits the crystal and it like refracts.
That's how you hear anything is the power of the crystals.
The sound hitting the crystals.
And a drum to the eardrum.
Doom, doom, doom.
That's why everything you hear is always, it's like a wind chime and a drum. And that's just how we go through life.
Yeah. Everything is some combination of those to make the sort of some of the more subtle sounds are one or the other.
You're like, yes, I hear you talking.
I hear
that's
you
your voice.
That's all it took.
Just had to get my crystals in place.
Put the crystal over the
aligned,
drum.
Aligned, tuned.
I wonder if people could do that. Why don't people experiment with putting a crystal over a drum and seeing what happens?
It'll make the whole world an ear.
Yeah.
And it'll just be a world of sounds.
Yeah.
It would just devalue visuals too much. The visual community.
The primacy of the visual. That was when I was a film studies minor.
Mm.
A lot of talking about that.
Primacy.
The primacy.
Of the visual.
Of the eye over the other senses. I took a class about
filmmaker.
The texture of film.
Mm.
Like, and her big thing was like, we always think about looking at them. But do you
feeling it?
Feel it.
I just want to watch a movie, lady.
Yeah.
When are we going to watch Dumb and Dumber?
What does that feel like?
We did have a class, my film major.
Oh.
We did have a...
We're so similar.
I know. Two nasally voices. You're like, I can't tell the difference. It's one guy.
Yeah.
We had a class that I actually... It was the only class in college that I ever audited. Is that... Like, I didn't get credit.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't get on I couldn't get in the class, but I wanted to be a part of it. I was such a dork.
I love that.
But because it was like... what was it called? Like... mainstream comedies of the 90s, basically. Basically like those movies.
Uh-huh,
and like having like a
like
film
old
discussion.
Texts to like analyze them.
Kind of. It was like, I think an older film guy that was like, I kind of want to watch these movies and just like talk about the, you know, effect on culture that it had.
Mm.
And I was like, I just want to go watch those movies and hear people have like a nerdy discussion, which is basically what podcasts are.
Yeah, there was like a proto podcast.
Yes, it was like a man.
It was like auditing a dumb class.
Let's watch this movie and then I'll talk about it
and you listen.
And if you have something to say, I'm happy to
listen
engage a
little
bit.
That's like the comments.
Yep.
That he might entertain.
If not, no big deal. It doesn't bother him either way.
He's happy. He's just talking.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting. Yeah. What was your major?
English.
What's your major? That's how it felt at Boston University. We're also very close schools.
Yes, proximity. But
extremely close.
Yeah.
And now I live in your house.
Yes, now you live in my house and look at us using English.
Yes.
Talking about movies sometimes. It all worked out.
Yeah, we talked about movies before we started recording.
Did we?
Yeah, we were talking about you saw Asteroid City
on
Father's Day.
And I used some of my old learning to talk about it.
Yeah, your old learning about seeing it and
I
whether
loved,
you liked it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it was like, it was interesting the way it looked and sounded.
Yeah, I like that. I thought that was good. And the editing seemed pretty good.
Yeah, editing.
It was cool
good.
Looking, yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say that?
And you know, those people aren't the real people.
Right,
that
was
say
big.
That they are being.
Yeah, that was good. I thought the acting was pretty convincing. Yeah. Like, I didn't think about
how it's acting.
Like, they leave the set and go home.
Right. I didn't think about that. They helped me forget that.
That sometimes if I'm high watching a movie, I used to get so distracted by how I knew that there was like a snacks table so close to the shot.
Hmm.
Like, yeah, like the craft services.
Like where it might be located in conjunction with the area.
Yeah, like I couldn't watch.
Whoa.
I was like, this is too crazy. There's just like modern snacks like the Titanic.
Mm.
It was literally the Titanic that I couldn't watch. Also, just in news about this submarine thing. Yeah. I know, very
sad.
Sad, but one thing I found funny is they were talking to James Cameron a lot on the news, mm-hmm. as if he's like
the leading expert in how to deal with this.
Like the Titanic. And it's like, do they realize like he isn't like the maker of the Titanic, but like he's the closest.
But he might be like the most informed person.
And he's also the most famous person to talk to.
Oh, well, certainly that for just the fame.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe he is.
But you know, he also like does that stuff. It's like, the lines are very blurred. It's like, yeah, he got into it, but he was also into aquatic stuff, you know, and so he does know
a little bit.
He's been to the bottom of the ocean many a time.
Has he?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Spooky. He's big on it.
I love it down there.
Yeah. It feels good. It's where
he wants to build his man cave.
Deep, deep, deep.
Hang out with my boys.
Trench.
Yeah, have a mini fridge down there with some brewskis.
Simple.
Just simple. It's not going to be crazy at the bottom of the ocean. It's going to be cool. A couple cool chairs to watch movies.
Mm.
Comfy. A popcorn machine.
Speaking of, I'm renting office space soon.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, got to put some of those things in.
Mini fridge. Popcorn machine.
Cool chairs.
Cool chairs would be
comfy
good.
Comfy chairs.
That sounds great.
Could be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Hey, we should read the Bible, huh?
Yeah.
Before we do that, there's more stuff to catch up on.
Well, let's do it in the next chunk. Okay. Or if you want to do it.
Yeah, we could do it in the next one.
Oh. Oh, you are. Okay.
I listened to you. We talked for a long time, so we'll catch up on stuff.
I just feel like banter done. Let's get to the beef of the Bible.
Bible beef.
I feel
beef.
About bantering with you the way some artists feel about their supply. They're not worried about like wasting their...
We'll always have that.
Yeah, it's like, blow it, who cares? I trust in the ether.
Like, that's what you have to do in comedy writers rooms. Like, it'll get funny.
Yeah,
it'll be funny, but we got to get the story down. I'm not worried about the funny, although sometimes you are worried about the funny.
No. Yeah, same. Yeah. No, like where people are like, oh, what if I run dry? What if I don't have another joke anymore?
It will
like, in fact, use it. The opposite, that energy is not the right, you know,
right? Like, just know that it's coming.
Expend, throw it out, and the universe will throw it back,
hurt you
and harder.
That's always the rule. So we're in Samuel.
I don't remember anything.
Fair enough. Oh, it was like they wanted a king
and
but be careful what you wish for.
Maybe why,
we don't know.
Okay. Good summary.
Thank you.
Open up those Bibles to Bible, Samuel, the Bible.
Each one starts with Bible colon.
Bible 1, right. Samuel 1, chapter 9. This first section is called Saul Searches the Land for His Father's Donkeys.
That's great.
Good start. Yeah.
Seems like a side quest in Zelda.
Seems like a cold open.
Mm.
Yes, or a side quest in Zelda. Help me find my donkeys.
I had 9 of them.
Here you go. Here's some pride. Here's an item because you did
50
that.
Rupees and some rice balls.
Yeah.
So and then complete.
Good. Feels nice.
Let's go. What's next?
Now there was a man of Benjamin whose name was Kish.
Kish is a cool name.
Totally. Who the son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Betcharath, the son of Afia, a Benjamite, a mighty man of power.
Got it.
And he had a son whose name was Saul, a choice young man and a goodly. And there was not among the children of Israel a goodlier person than he.
He's tall and hot.
Okay.
He was a head taller than anyone else.
Yes, from his shoulders and upward, he was higher than any of the people. And the asses of Kish, Saul's father, there's no commas here, but it is Saul's father, were lost. And Kish said to Saul, his son, take now one of the servants with thee and arise, go seek the asses. Okay.
Any riveting stuff.
Yeah. Two new guys. Here we go.
He's missing donkeys. He says, you should go get the donkeys. He says, okay.
And just quick reminder, this is in the Bible, the most important text ever. And
this is how they are starting a chapter.
Starting a chapter of your Bible.
We didn't know that the donkeys were that important. To be honest, I don't know if donkeys have really been mentioned much in what they do.
Yeah, well, we know they're used. We've heard asses all over
the place.
Okay,
yeah, that's true, yes. Asses are around.
Yeah. But like we've talked about, it's not like an encyclopedia. We've learned the Bible is not the encyclopedia of all the things that they mention in the Bible.
That's true. You need a
compendium.
A companion reference guide to be like, the reason donkeys are mentioned so much.
Oh, you got to imagine that's out there.
I think we have.
Oh.
The Bible dictionary.
Yes. And he passed through Mount Ephraim and passed through the land of Shalisha, but they found them not. And then they passed through the land of Shalem, and there they were not. And he passed through the land of the Benjamites, but they found them not. And when they were come to the land of Zoph,
great.
Saul said to his servant, that was with him, come and let us return, lest my father leave caring for the asses and take thought for us.
Whatever. Come, let's go back, or my father will stop thinking about the donkeys and start worrying about us. That doesn't seem right.
Matt, something
he can only be concerned about one thing at a time.
if we stay too long, he'll stop thinking about the donkeys and start thinking about us.
My son is missing. Like that's is what he thinks, or he's like,
and he's like, the donkeys are okay.
Thank goodness that the donkeys are okay.
But my son.
And then he looks outside the window. He's like, the donkeys are gone, but my son.
My son is good.
At least my son's okay.
And he said unto him, behold, now there is in the city a man of God, and he is an honorable man. All that he saith cometh surely to pass. Now let us go thither. Peradventure he can shew us our way that we should go. Then said Saul to his servant, but behold, if we go, what shall we bring the man? For the bread is spent in our vessels, and there is not a present to bring to the man of God. What have we?
Gotta have something good.
Jeez, the story.
I know. Just the way that it's... Each idea, the way it's presented, is so boring.
It couldn't be stepped out more.
Yeah, it's the stepping out of every little thing.
All right, if we see this guy, we got to get him a gift.
But all the stuff we have, which I'll run through now, is gone and would not be a good gift. So what I think we should do...
Why isn't the title of this Saul and his servant try to find a nice gift for a guy who's going to maybe help them find the donkeys of their dad?
Yeah, is that what he thinks is going to happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way.
Where the hell did you get that shekel?
Parentheses. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer.
And that's quotation. Crazy that that's in
and,
the Bible.
And parentheses. Yeah, it was like a weird footnote.
Huh.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Pardon me, but who gives a rat's ass about what they used to call them? And they don't really do that very often.
No, they've never, like...
You know, way back when. It's like a little aside
from the
writer.
And of all the things, like, you think I'm confused because it's like...
Yeah.
Prophets were called seers. Like, yeah, same.
Oh, thanks.
Same today.
If anything, the thing that I'm most surprised by is that you have to bring a gift. Like, they're essentially, you have to pay the guy.
And also, why are they even debating it? I mean, why is this here? They're saying, what are we going to give this guy? It's like, maybe the silver that I have. And he's like, oh, cool.
Perfect.
Perfect gift.
He loves money.
Okay, so why is this an issue?
Let's go.
And the last verse is, then said Saul to his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went unto the city where the man of God was. Woof.
Not their best.
Not their best.
I like where it's going. I like that there's missing donkeys.
Yes.
I don't like how everything is explained in the most boring way possible.
If your criteria at this point is, does it have characters who are moving?
That's good.
Then it is a good section.
And there's some jeopardy.
What?
That's like, what's going to happen?
But like, not good jeopardy.
No. But
it's more like the jeopardy of like a show starting and the credits are rolling. And you're like, anything could happen.
Yeah. Decent cold open.
What could happen? Anything.
I hope something good.
And so the next section is called Saul Seeks Samuel.
Okay.
And as they went up the hill to the city, they found young maidens going out to draw water, and said unto them, is the seer here? And they answered them and said, "He is. Behold, he is before you. Make haste now. For he came today to the city, for there is a sacrifice of the people today in the high place. As soon as ye be come into the city, ye shall straightway find him before ye go up to the high place to eat. For the people will not eat until he come, because he doth bless the sacrifice, and afterwards they eat that be bidden. Now therefore get you up, for about this time ye shall find him."
A lot of information. They asked the right people.
Yeah. You want to go straight down right before the hill, because he's going to go up the hill.
Uh-huh.
Do you see Wayne's World? Wasn't it like Wayne's World? Like, there was like, I'm vaguely channeling like Chris Farley saying, like, giving way too much information about like which direction people went.
Yeah, I
can't remember.
Is that
ringing any bell?
It's not. It is and it's not. I was thinking about in the end of Dumb and Dumber when they're walking along like a desolate road and a bus of like models pulls up. And he's like, "It's that way."
Right.
And they run back to the bus and he's like, "Sorry, my friend's an idiot. It's that way."
Right.
And I was like, yes.
Great joke.
Great joke. So that's who I'm imagining.
That's where you're at with this. That's all we can do about these chapters is comment on what are you thinking that isn't this.
Yeah. It reminds me of this and I'm happy being there.
And they went up into the city, and when they were come into the city, behold, Samuel came out against them for to go up to the high place. Now the Lord had told Samuel in his ear a day before Saul came, saying, "Tomorrow about this time I will send thee a man out of the land of Benjamin, and thou shalt anoint him to be captain over my people Israel, that he may save my people out of the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked upon my city, because their cry is come unto me." And when Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said unto him, "Behold, the man whom I spake to thee of, this same shall reign over my people."
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I guess. So random.
So random. But like that this guy's just got some lost donkeys and he's going to become...
the captain?
Yeah, king of Israel?
Is that what he's saying? Maybe. Yeah, something like that.
Him ruler over the people of Israel.
He's like, "I'm just looking for my donkeys."
Yeah, and I got to find him. Because, well, I don't have to find him because my dad forgot that they're missing because he's worried about me.
Yeah, my dad's worried about me, so I have to go.
I better go and tell him I'm king now.
Yeah. And this, hopefully, last section. Yep. Now I know kind of how many sections a thing, I know.
Yeah, there's a pattern.
What it wants, there's a pattern. It's called Samuel Talks to Saul. Whatever.
So descriptive. This is really just sinking.
Worse and worse, deeper.
It really is.
Now it's just the exciting section is he talks.
Talks to him. "Hey, how are you? Good.
Good.
You?
Just came from the other place.
I talked to some maidens. They were very nice.
They told me you were here. Good. I am.
I am here. Here I am.
Here I am.
Here am I, rather.
What's up?"
"Nothing. Cool.
Cool." "Then Saul drew near to Samuel in the gate and said, 'Tell me, I pray thee, where the seer's house is.'"
Now, you know, back then, they used to call prophets seers.
Oh, so this is like a prophet he's talking about. Okay, got it.
Phew.
Phew. The one footnote to explain this whole stupid book.
Prophets used to be called a kind of a different name for prophets that we still could use.
Yeah, I'm sure the base of the words is exactly the same. "And Samuel answered Saul and said, 'I am the seer. I am the seer. Go up before me unto the high place, for ye shall eat with me today, and tomorrow I will let thee go, and will tell thee all that is in thine heart. And as for thine asses that were lost 3 days ago, set not thy mind on them, for they are found. And on whom is all the desire of Israel? Is it not on thee and on all thy father's house?
And to whom is all the desire of Israel turned, if not to you and your whole family line?"
I think he's like, "I have bigger things for you, my friend. Don't worry about the donkeys.
Mm-hmm.
They're found." Okay.
How do you know?
That's not helpful.
Yeah, can you tell me where they are?
Okay.
Your dad needs those donkeys.
"And Saul answered and said, 'Am not I a Benjamite of the smallest of the tribes of Israel, and my family the least of all the families of the tribe of Benjamin? Wherefore then speakest thou so to me?'"
Why do you say such a thing to me?
You're crazy, man. "And Samuel took Saul and his servant and brought them into the parlor and made them sit in the chiefest place among them that were bidden, which were about 30 persons. And Samuel said unto the cook, 'Bring the portion which I gave thee, of which I said unto thee, set it by thee.'
That's so interesting. There's a cook?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, of course, I guess someone's got to cook it, but.
Right. I didn't know there's like a cook. But everyone's just on, you know, cooking for themselves.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. I guess it never occurred to me that there was a guy like in the kitchen.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right. But again, not something that they really focus on.
No, don't even know they have kitchens. I kind of thought they had too. Kitchenettes in their living room.
I guess.
Like a big cauldron of stew.
Yeah, I'm imagining the pots in Zelda.
Right. Just That's a bunch of pots.
Ding, 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 ding.
Does he still do that?
Wait. Ah! Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes, yes. There's all those noises.
Yeah.
I've been dying a lot lately, too, in the game.
Oh, so you hear that a lot.
And you're like, it's a lot of that. And when people are talking, why do they have these? They don't need any of these sounds in there.
No.
I get that they're talking.
They're just like activating parts of your brain.
I think so. To be like, is there interaction happening?
Yeah. Symbolic. This is basically what talking is to us.
Yeah. This is the only way to make sure that everyone could understand this.
Yeah. And the cook took up the shoulder and that which was upon it and set it before Saul. And Samuel said, behold that which is left, set it before thee and eat. For unto this time hath it been kept for thee since I said I have invited the people. So Saul did eat with Samuel that day. And when they were come down from the high place into the city, Samuel communed with Saul upon the top of the house.
This is like A Star Is Born, but for
a king.
Yeah, and like ancient Israel.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you heard this back in the day, you'd
yeah.
be like, oh my God.
It's going to be him.
He's getting like to be in the fancy place and eat with the
big guy.
The big guy, and like everyone thinks he's cool now.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
It's happening for Saul.
There's some like wish fulfillment yes. going on.
Okay. I get to be a seer.
I think if you reframe the story, it could be like,
it's horribly told.
Like, if you just give me some indicator that's what's happening, like, I'm just a schmo looking for his donkey.
Yeah, like, I wish they also would have presented that as, like, only a loser loses his donkeys or something.
It's like he, like, let them out of the gate again, and his dad's like, damn it, you big idiot. You're, like, you're never going to be anything but an idiot.
Right.
And he's like, go get the donkeys.
We need those donkeys. That's all we have in this family.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Other families have cows, and that. And bulls.
That's better.
Which is
better. We just have donkeys. They're worse.
The worst ones.
The lowest.
That would have helped.
And also, like, instead of God just being like, I wish that we saw something in him.
Mm.
You know, not just God saying, like, that's him.
Right. For random reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, he should have to sing a song like Lady Gaga.
Yeah, or like he did some noble act. Like, on his way, he, like, helped.
Those the women getting water.
Yeah.
Instead of just asking them, hey, where do I go?
He should have done something with those ladies and been nice to them,
in trouble,
and he's helped them out a little.
Instead, it was just like the certain man.
Yeah.
Hey, where are they? Oh, they're over there. Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks, babes.
Later. Smacks him on the butt.
Oh!
Like when if you ever like take your sword out in Zelda.
Oh, yeah.
And they have to make the people react.
Yeah.
And it's like, watch out. Or like, uh-oh.
Yeah, don't do that. Not inside.
Not here.
And to finish this capper off, when they come down to the, and they rose early, and it came to pass about the spring of the day that Samuel called Saul to the top of the house, saying, up, that I may send thee away. And Saul arose, and they went out, both of them, he and Samuel, abroad. And as they were going down to the end of the city, Samuel said to Saul, bid the servant pass on before us. And he passed on. But stand thou still a while, that I may shew thee the word of God.
If it wasn't those words, it is a good cliffhanger. He's saying, let the servant go. You stay behind. I
want to
tell you something, and it's from God.
It's a message from God. That's good.
Next time in season one of the Bible.
Gosh, that was okay. Well, you know, whatever.
A slog.
It was a bit like, arduous.
Very hard to get through. Not a terrible story, but very hard to get through.
Yeah, and I'm sure they're not going to. I wish they wrapped up
the donkeys.
This is OCD, but yeah, the donkeys.
It is funny that they are telling you, like, don't worry about the
just
donkeys.
Like, don't worry
donkeys
about
is nothing.
You're like, well, I thought we just spent like a bunch of subsections.
And
like,
honestly, I am curious where the donkeys are.
Just genuinely,
please satisfy that.
Just show me where the donkeys are.
Even if it's like, you know, a cutaway. Where it's like this is
now
where the donkeys
my modern
were.
Ears, when I hear that, I'm like, something's suspicious. Like,
I felt something suspicious this whole time.
Like, no one would mention, hey, don't worry about the donkeys. They're good. Let's go here. You're like, uh-oh, I'm worried about those.
The donkeys.
Torture or like the donkey, something bad.
Something bad happened to those donkeys.
Yeah.
Donkey fight ring.
Don't worry about those donkeys.
Donkeys are all good, but hey, sit down. Have a nice piece of meat.
Yeah. Be like, okay, bookmark that for later.
I actually, reading it, I got the whole feeling that like everything that was happening was like ominous.
Mm.
That it's like, yeah, no, you're good. You're good. Come on. Hey, eat a little bit. Have
yeah,
some
eat.
Relax.
Let's talk
and
on
like
the top of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Let the servant go ahead. I just want to talk to you personally. And yeah, it's like, this guy doesn't know these people.
No,
he's in a like far away place. He's
and why
get
does he have to be so
jacked.
Sus about like God stuff? I mean, it seems like just why are you being so coy? Like,
and taking so long?
Yeah. It's like God said, it's like, that's the dude.
Should have said that first thing.
It's like, welcome.
But instead he's like, I'm going to tell you something tomorrow. Also, because I'm imagining, again, nighttime, very scary. Nothing happens at night.
Right. It's not
even probably like
it.
4:30
it's
p.m.
Like, shut it down. Like build your tent.
Get to sleep.
Like, get inside.
Yeah. Get so dark so fast. I'll tell you something really cool in the morning.
I saw that show From.
I don't even know it.
It's crazy like that there's a show called From. It's just like from the makers of like Us and Them, and like I just
us,
feel
them,
like
you,
just
from.
These basic were you, yeah, it's like geez Louise, okay. What's left anyway
of
a lot of the same actors from Lost.
Oh,
and it's very specific. They're like trapped in a town that if you try to leave it, you'll just go back into the town. They're like, you get a town you can get into but you can't get out of.
Okay.
And as if that's not enough, you got to go home and lock the doors because at night these monsters will come that look like people that you know, and they'll say like, hey, can I come inside? And
sure.
If you let them inside, they'll eat you.
Oh, and then you're going to find out why all this is?
Yeah, I guess. But I was like, gosh.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. And I mean, what I couldn't even imagine the potential for an answer that could connect these things in a way that I
brought you here.
It's all purgatory
again.
Again,
gotcha.
Gotcha.
You guys died this time.
Yeah, or something. Like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Is it, it's not a Damon Lindelof, is it?
I feel like I would know.
Yeah,
I think it would
was,
have been
so
advertised.
Yeah.
And also, isn't he doing Mrs. Davis?
Yeah.
Another crazy show. Have you seen that one?
No.
Mamma Mia. For another episode.
For another episode.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting. Mrs. Davis? Miss Davis?
Mrs.
Davis.
She's married, I think.
Nah, I'm not as interested.
Hey, Miss Davis.
Yeah, cool. Wait a minute. Robert told me it was a miss.
She got a ring on it.
Damn it. Forget
why am I wasting my time watching this dame?
Okay, so we've got maybe... Oh, he's got to tell him the news.
Okay, so maybe this chapter will be good. Maybe. Probably not.
Hopefully we find out what happens to the donkeys.
And this is chapter 10, and the first section is called... Samuel anoints Saul.
Well, of course.
Sure. Then Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head. Funny if you don't know what's happening yet.
Yeah, because it also seems like Samuel's
like,
pouring it on
tell
his
you
own
something.
Head.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but yeah, but also like...
Either way, it's like, gotta tell you something. Come here.
Closer. Gotcha.
Dork. You'll always be a dork.
Yeah. Kicks him out later. Gives him a wedgie.
And kissed him. And said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?
Still kind of confusing.
Yeah.
He's not being quite as straightforward
direct.
As you should after you dump oil on someone and kiss them.
Yeah, you ask them a question. Am I doing this because you're anointed by God? I don't know.
Are you?
Yes.
Maybe. This is so creepy.
When thou art departed from me today... Then thou shalt find two men by Rachel's sepulcher. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Wow.
In the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. And then they will say unto thee, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found, and lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses. Hold on.
Oh, they're talking about the donkeys again.
They are talking about the donkeys.
He's when, covered in oil.
When, yeah. What? I can't hear you. It's a lot of oil. When thou art departed from me today, you'll find two guys by Rachel's sepulchre in the border.
Okay.
And they will say unto you, the asses which thou wentest to seek are found. And lo, thy father hath left the care of the asses and sorroweth for you, saying, what shall I do for my son?
Okay, he's worried about his son now.
He's not. He's saying, well, whatever.
He's saying this, the dad is
he's saying they're going to say that.
Say this, okay.
some people you're going to meet are going to say that your dad said this.
Okay.
Okay. Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee three men going up to God to Bethel, one carrying three kids, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute thee and give thee two loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. You following?
I'm not at all. Well, I'm following that he's explaining like exactly what's going to happen. And what I was thinking is how...
Seems like a math problem.
It does feel like one of those word problems.
Like his eyes walking two St. Ives.
Okay, so how many pieces of bread is he going to have at the end if he's got five now, but he has to get...
I started it saying a guy with one piece of bread.
Right, yeah.
Dummy.
I think he won't have any. But I feel like they think in the Bible that this is very impressive of like he's going to know exactly what is going to happen.
Oh, and then we're going to be like, whoa,
he did it. Whereas I'm like, it's so fake.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think you need this.
No.
The whole, like, it's one thing that they're like, the prophet says what's going to happen. But I think it's okay.
I think it's a tacky prophet.
Yeah.
To be like, really, you need to like, you need to impress me so much. You're going to say like exactly how it goes down.
Yeah. It's just like, I get that God works in mysterious ways. And it's, you don't have to know like everything that's going to happen in this situation, because why don't they use that power in other situations?
Right.
It's too specific and too fake.
Like if he wanted to, he could do this all the time.
Yeah. And that begs the question, why is that
not
happened?
Why are you doing that?
Like there are people that can do this and this does happen.
That know things like down, not only like, this I mean, I think it's good enough to be like, I sense you will be a savior.
I agree.
That's a huge call.
I think that's cool.
To be like, and I could know, I basically like
two guys
could tell you every moment of your life. You're like,
right. Like, I don't know about that.
No, you can't.
This seems like they thought it was like a cool superpower or something.
It makes me feel like they're probably going to set it up and just stage it.
Yeah. Like, yes, obviously. You know, and it's like, well, you guys have the luxury of having written the Bible, so you could just say whatever.
Right. And you're making this up. On top of that, this
you're
is
making
all
it all up.
Okay. After that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy.
And this, it's like music. It's a band.
A band of prophets.
Lyres, timbrels, pipes, and harps.
Mm.
And these guys rock.
They rock. And they also see the future.
And they sing about it. And it's really good.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shalt be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with thee. And thou shalt go down before me to Gilgal, and behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace. Of peace offerings.
I'm going to take care of it. All the offerings, I got that. That's me.
7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and shew thee what thou shalt do.
Okay.
It really makes me tired.
Yes.
And the Bible says sacrifice sacrifices.
Yeah.
It like stuns me.
Yeah. It's because it's just horrible.
It's like a gut punch. Like to say that, you're like, geez.
Well, it probably annoyed you the first time you had to say it, but you've had to read it so many times now that it's the Pavlov's dog.
Yeah, the bell.
Yeah, you've been traumatized.
Yeah,
so you have a trauma response to having to read such boring that is kind of the
sacrifices is
boiled
the code
down.
Word.
Yeah.
It's like the synthesis of everything I hate.
Gets you so bored.
And now what? We're going to like see him do exactly the same thing, I assume?
I think so. And they're going to write it all out. We got to fill those pages.
Oh my gosh.
It would be great if at some point during one of these, if you just got up and walked away.
Just don't do it to me, Bible. Don't do it.
Don't do it, man. Please don't repeat everything.
I know what you want to do.
Whatever your heart is telling you, don't do it. Don't follow it.
Don't push
and
that
button.
And
then we get that sweet device where I get to repeat everything.
Yeah.
They must have thought they were so clever.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, and then we could just say it again.
I mean, I gotta say, people still do it today, like Groundhog's Day or whatever. Like people,
But there's some editing there.
I'm just saying, you can do things in TV shows that are like things are gonna. When I just see it, like
it's gonna happen again.
I want to say Mrs. Davis,
Marvelous Miss Davis.
It was like someone was like, "You're gonna see these three things," and she's like, "Shut up!" And then like over the course of the episode, she's like, "Oh my gosh!" And you're like, "Now I'm mad at it.
Right, because
it's like
it's all made up.
You made it up. Of course it happened.
Don't do that to me.
Don't do it.
I don't want to have to see that.
No, just say, and obviously that happened.
Right.
Or just have a character at this point say, I'll take your word for it.
Thanks.
Now what do you want to say? Now I already believe you.
Right, right. I don't need to be blown away by your predictive powers.
I need to go through the scenes where I then do that and then I come back to you. It's like, you're just stalling. I get it. It's like, oh, act one.
Stall.
I didn't believe you. Now I believe you. Okay, now what do you have to say? Just say the thing.
Right. That's where the episode should have started.
Yeah.
This is where we should have started.
No, I think after this, after he's going to do all the things.
Yeah.
Go back and say, okay, now what? He's going to be like, okay, believe me now.
Fine.
Did you see the three loaves and the two loaves?
Yeah. Two, three, the guys, and they said everything.
I mean, worst case scenario, he comes back and he's like,
It happened,
and here's what happened.
That's the worst case, and lists it a third time. That would be
the worst case of this chapter.
And it's possible.
It's possible.
I would almost think that
is likely.
Is more likely to happen. So at least we'll be relieved if that doesn't happen.
And the end of the chapter will be like, so now I believe you. Okay, well, I'm going to talk now.
Yeah.
End of
now
chapter.
It begins.
And now.
Dumps more oil on him.
One more dump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Cook. What are you doing in there?
Get out of here, Cook. I got something to tell this guy. Get into another room.
You got it, boss.
Okay, so yeah. So this section is called Saul's Heart is Changed and he prophesies. And it was so that when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
They did it. And when they came thither to the hill, behold, a company of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it came.
Is that what they mean? But like God's like coursing through his.
I think so. Whoa. It's like they're playing the music and he's like dancing around being like, I feel it. And it came to pass when all that knew him before time. It also just makes me think like the people who wrote this just like took mushrooms a million years ago and were like, that was so crazy. Let's like try to invent what happened. And like, I don't know, the whole thing about the band and like the power of the band.
It's very hippie, like Grateful Dead.
Yeah, I'm sure you had that feeling, bum. Like, oh, wow. You must be the first person who's had that feeling. You're saying the music like... Moved you to a different place and you like had an out of body experience.
Right.
Like,
sure.
I wonder if it was the drogas.
What is that?
Drugs.
Oh, I thought that was an instrument.
Oh, yeah.
The drogas.
The drogas.
Play the drogas.
Play the drogas. And it came to pass when all that knew him before time saw that, behold, he prophesied among the prophets that the people said unto another, what is this that is come unto the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?
That's funny. They're like, he's acting crazy now. He's all like cool in his band.
He joined the band.
He got in? Saul?
Saul?
He was a nerd.
A dork?
Yeah.
In this roving band of prophets.
Drug-taking prophets.
Yeah. Okay. And one of the same place answered and said, but who is their father? Therefore, it became a proverb. Is Saul also among the prophets?
What?
You know that proverb.
Is Saul also among the prophets?
Yeah, you use that all the time.
I do.
And remind me, when do you use that?
It's like, does a bear shit in the woods?
Okay.
Is Saul also among the prophets?
Someone says something so obvious.
Duh, of course he is.
Got it.
He's Saul, the guy.
The guy.
We love that guy.
And when he had made an end of prophesying, he came to the high place, and Saul's uncle... Oh, he's there. Said unto him and to his servant, whither went ye? And he said, to seek the asses. And when we saw that they were nowhere, we came to Samuel. And Saul's uncle said, tell me, I pray thee, what Samuel said unto you. And Saul said unto his uncle, he told us plainly that the asses were found. But of the matter of the kingdom whereof Samuel spake, he told him not.
That's interesting.
What?
He's not telling him that Samuel told him he's going to be king.
Oh.
Doesn't wonder why.
I think
he doesn't want to. He'll be embarrassed in front of his uncle.
I think is the uncle the dad?
I think it's a new guy. I think it's a new guy.
His uncle. Okay.
Suddenly, his uncle is.
You're right.
Plays
it's
a
just
big.
Like his brother. Hey, Saul.
What's up,
I'm
man?
Your father's brother.
Yeah, I'm important, and he's embarrassed to tell him that.
Why are you here? I was looking for asses.
But he said they're good.
So.
Okay.
Okay.
Good to see you, nephew. My sweet nephew.
Weird.
Yeah, very weird. The uncle. Where's the dad?
Why?
Right. Like, get us to the dad.
Or get us to being the king, but stop, like, toying with... It's, like, somewhere between...
Yeah, it's like a cat toying with, yeah, like, the
it's like, is this
mouse.
About the ass situation?
Right. Are you going to answer that?
Like, you keep saying you're going to allude to still... Like, keep remembering about those donkeys, though. They're, like...
But they're safe.
They're safe, but where are they?
Yeah, it seems like the writer... himself
is confused.
Yeah, is confused and is like, no, I'll be able to answer this. I will get to that. Yeah. But every time it comes up again, they can't think of a real answer
about where they are. Where are they?
I don't know. Though. He talks to someone else now. His uncle shows up.
Okay, and then this last section is called "The Lord Confirms His Choice of Saul."
It's like final answer for on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
He's not sure.
It's just like the stare down.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's either New York or Paris.
You were struggling there.
I'm going to go with D.
You Saul. Sure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final answer.
You made it this far.
Mm.
And you're going further. Yes.
Yes. Yes!
So that's going to happen.
I hope so.
And Samuel called the people together unto the Lord to Mizpah, and said unto the children of Israel, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, and out of the hand of all kingdoms, and of them that oppressed you. And ye have this day rejected your God, who himself saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, Nay, but set a king over us. Now therefore present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes, and by your thousands." And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was taken. What does that mean? Taken?
I'm not sure. It says that the tribe of Benjamin was taken by Lot.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Not Lot capital.
No, like a acre.
Yeah.
Like a space.
Okay.
When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was taken, and Saul the son of Kish was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found.
Is this like a flashback
to when that happened? No, it's like now.
It's now they're calling all. Everyone's outside. It's like a big like Hunger Games ceremony.
Oh, or unless he's still talking.
Is he saying like back when I did that? Yeah.
And so we took this family. We took Saul.
Okay.
There, I don't know. I think, let's assume that he's still saying what happened.
Okay.
Therefore, they inquired of the Lord further if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord answered, Behold. No, this is live. This is real time. Then the Lord answered, Behold, he hath hid himself among the stuff. Stupid. Keep
how eloquent.
God said that.
No. I don't believe that God, the all-knowing being, said he hid himself among the stuff.
He's in the stuff.
I don't know where he is. I think he's in some of that stuff
and
over there.
I don't
there.
Know what that stuff is.
Right. I can't really see it. It's blurry. God needs glasses. Yeah, he's over there. Like, what is that? Like debris or
it's
something?
Like hiding. I see his little head.
And like a blanket?
Yeah.
A tarp?
It's just stuff.
Whatever.
I don't know. Why are you making me define it?
For God did not know what it was.
And they ran and fetched him thence. And when he stood among the people, he was higher than any of the people from his shoulders and upward.
Oh, he's tall. I forgot.
But what was he really hanging out by the stuff?
Yeah, I guess
they're
so.
Like, where is he? He's like, this guy is going to be your king. He's like,
he's just hiding to like make a big presentation.
He's just like near that stuff off to the side. Like, he's not standing waiting to be announced.
I don't think he can hear me.
Like, go get him.
You bring him over here.
Oh, wow. He's tall. Nice.
He's tall, good looking guy. Yeah, he's like, where is he? Let me see. He's back. Yeah, he's a little bit, he's kind of far away. Do you see him? You see what I'm talking about?
The whole audience is there. Every person in Israel's there.
It feels like this would have been a good time to bring the donkeys back.
Maybe they will.
Yeah. And let me present to you.
And we got your donkeys.
Donkeys are right here.
Whoosh.
That's so funny. God's putting on a show, but forgot to tell Samuel, like, oh,
it's
you
like
stand
a little
here.
Out of order.
Yeah. <You're> like, He was supposed to come out on stage a little while ago.
He's like, get out of there, dude.
God is so bad at organizing shows.
Oh, yes, again. The concert, another show.
Again, he's like blowing it. Damn it. Fuck, he's by the stuff. He's backstage.
Hold on. He does one of his classic, hold on.
Hold on, hold on. I'll get him.
I have everyone in the world's attention right now. Just hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Oh, man. I got nervous. And
this is so embarrassing. So stupid. Okay, so where are we? And Samuel said to all of the... Yeah, and he was tall. And Samuel said to all the people, see ye him whom the Lord hath chosen, that there is none like him among all the people? And all the people shouted and said, God save the king.
Mm, cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like
they all knew.
A phrase.
God save the king.
Mm-hmm. Then Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord, and Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house.
He called that book the Bible.
No.
Way. Oh, no. I don't.
But what book is it?
I don't know.
An interesting book.
That's surprising to me. Are they doing that? Is that a practice of writing down things on scrolls?
Of like how things are going to go down?
I don't know.
And Saul also went home to Gibeah, and there went with him a band of men whose hearts God had touched. But the children of Belial said, how shall this man save us? And they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace.
Interesting. So okay. He's got some enemies. He's developing some enemies now that he's got the power.
Yeah.
What's so great about this guy?
It's a little like, it's a very tacked on cliffhanger of like, and then there were just some other guys who are like, but it's a cliffhanger.
It is pretty good. And also it seems appropriate for like, he's being named randomly.
Right.
Like the king, you would have naturally people that are like, why
what the
him?
Heck?
And it's like, well, we said it's going to be random.
Right.
I'm God. I make crazy choices.
Yeah.
And they're still like, why did he choose that guy?
Yeah. Now this is crazy.
Yeah, I can't have that.
Everything else, good.
Every other insane thing that's happened. Well, we did not find out about the donkeys.
No, I wonder if we ever will. I bet we won't.
You got to imagine it's a big...
It seems like he went home without the donkeys is what the conclusion was.
Like, yeah, I guess. And is it also saying like, don't worry about the donkeys because you're going to be king. You're not going to need... where you're going, we're not going to need donkeys.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Something like that, I could assume. Yeah, it's like... Psh, I mean, again, if they said like donkeys suck, they don't worry about them. Like,
yeah.
You got elephants now, buddy. Like,
you moved up.
You're in the big leagues.
Mm-hmm. That would have helped.
Yeah, and he rode home on a pack of elephants. And his dad was
as
like,
king.
Ho, ho, ho.
Are those my donkeys?
Like, do my eyes deceive me?
Right.
Like,
you can't ride donkeys like, those are elephants.
Martha, you got to come out and see this a friggin' elephant.
Uncle, my bro.
Oh, yeah.
You live here?
Did you talk to my brother while you were out there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't talk to that guy anymore. He did me wrong in business years ago.
We got the response from these like bad guys now, but we didn't get the response from Saul's dad.
Or the uncle.
Because that would have been good. I sent him out for donkeys and now he's the king?
I feel mixed.
Yeah, I want my donkeys back.
Overwhelming joy for my son, but gosh, he knew where the donkeys... They said they found him, so why couldn't you...
And you didn't ask where?
You just, well, where were they?
I gotta know!
I'm the king, Dad.
Yeah, aren't you happy? I am.
I am, I am. You always do this. I get something good and you focus on what I did wrong.
If you lost 12 donkeys, you would want to know.
Hey.
Or however many.
Yeah.
They're not your donkeys. That's why you don't care.
That's why you don't care. You don't care about responsibility or other people's things.
Yeah, I took care of those donkeys. A lot of them since they were babies.
Yeah, longer than you, buddy.
I love those donkeys.
Some old donkeys.
Oh, yeah. How old is Saul?
Don't know.
I know how old the donkeys are. I love those donkeys.
Yeah. I was there.
I miss them. Oh, sweet donkeys. Well, boiled down as usual for Bible story, not bad. Some details in there, but the actual act of reading it, torturous.
Yeah. Something
Very
about
bad.
It really got me today.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But not a terrible story. Is it?
I don't know if
story?
There was a story.
Well, there was
a lot of talking about having a story.
That's true. Probably a great story with those donkeys. But yes, it is a man goes out and becomes king for no reason.
Okay, if I'm doing Bible, the TV show.
Okay.
Why don't you just make one episode out of that little sentence where he ran into this band of prophets and
They're
he had
cool.
like a big freak out and like a spiritual experience and like transitioned into like King Saul spiritually. Like,
oh, like in a montage there or something?
No, like a whole episode.
A whole episode. Yeah, kind of reminds me of, it's funny, it was brought up, we tried to watch it, The Green Knight.
Yeah.
And someone on the Discord mentioned watching The Green Knight when they had some time away from their children.
Yeah.
But how that movie is just kind of like freaky things happening.
Yeah.
And like you get to the end.
Right.
This kind of feels like it could have been the many freaky tales.
Yeah, just freaky.
Of Saul, who's like having like a mind bending trip.
Totally.
And then by the end of it, though, he's ready
to
be king.
He's like spiritually fit to be king. Like an episode that starts from him being normal to king.
And also, yeah, he should have maybe started off not king ready. So he was maybe a little bit of a bad boy.
Totally.
That would have been, but
he needs an acid trip to kind of like let his mind unwind.
Show
like,
him what it could be.
Whoa, the power of music. That's what it's all about.
And drugs.
Life, love, and music. Those are the only three things.
Yeah. That would have been cool too. He loves music now.
Yeah.
I love rock.
Rock and roll. What are you playing?
Dad, stop playing your ugly donkey music.
Yeah, you're into old-fashioned donkey music.
To this stuff. Lyres and harps.
All right. Well, anyway, you know, I'm not even going to say five stars and such. I'm done with that whole, like,
you don't even care?
Well, I don't know. I don't care.
But if you got some?
But do it if you want.
And you guys know what to do.
We know.
Five for four.
Five,
but always five.
You know the system.
But you could mention four stars if you want.
Go back to whatever episode we laid out.
We mentioned it at. But five stars on iTunes. I'm on the Discord personally talking.
Yes.
To everybody.
He's there.
I'm there.
He's, if you go on it right now, he'll see it.
And we've gotten some nice emails recently.
Well, we'll talk about them in the next chunk.
Yeah, that's great. Little banter.
Yeah, a little banter.
Stay tuned for the banter. And until then, keep reading those Bibles.
Goodbye.
Bye.